When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, what up, bad friends? I'm still here down under, mate. I'm in Australia, but I'm back soon, and me and Bobby are on tour. Come see the bad friends. We're doing 30-plus cities. We're adding cities. We're adding shows. I'm so excited to come see you guys, and me and Bobito finally will be back together again. Huh? Yellow and orange, back together again. Go to badfriendspod.com, badfriendspod.com. That's where you can see all the dates and all the cities that we're going to. Plus, we're adding cities and adding shows. So stay tuned and thank you for being a bad friend.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude.
You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Yeah, I could not, dude, him.
What?
His glory old stories last night kept me up. I was so sick. And I could not sleep because I was thinking about his glory.
You know what's so funny?
What?
He asked me after the episode, he's like, was that too much?
I know, he asked me that too.
What are you talking? Of course, yeah. That's
way too much.
It was way too much. It was perfect for the show.
Yeah.
We needed to learn that you were an exploratory guy who is very easily manipulated.
Yeah.
And also
naive.
Naive. And you trick yourself. You trick yourself into thinking that it might not be a guy behind hole numbered one and two.
Well, I don't plan on going back like in a couple weeks.
I don't believe that. I think you.
Guess
are.
What? We won't go one time. Never. You'll never go.
I promise.
Guess what?
I'll let you know.
All right. Would you ever go?
Can I say something?
What?
I love you so much.
I love you. Now, what is wrong with you?
I love you so much. I'm honestly going to miss you. I'm missing you in my heart.
I'm so sick
already.
Right now. Anyway, thank you, and I love you, too.
And I love you more than I think I've ever loved
you. I love you more
man.
Than anything on the planet.
Should we just say something to her right now?
Bitch.
Whoa! Was that the meat locker joke?
Yeah,
got that?
Locker, dude. Wow. Fell in my heart, dude.
All right.
Let me see it, glory boy.
Glory boy?
Let me say something to you, dude. You got my respect last night.
You did.
You're a bottom dweller, dude. You're the underbelly of the underbelly, dude.
You really are low down to the bottom. Look up, you know that fish that like literally lives at the bottom of the ocean? There you are.
Oh my God.
That kind of looks like you.
Yeah.
That's it, dude.
And that's what your parents think of you.
Yeah, they do.
Because I've seen the videos.
I don't think they think about.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've seen the videos, dude.
Yeah.
With the whole hotel thing, when your dad turned around and looked at you, dude.
Hey, do me a favor. Will you take your hat off and then spike just a little piece of your hair on the side? Just twist one of the hairs in the middle together, like it's an antenna. Yeah.
Exactly, dude.
Look at that.
And that's where you're gonna die alone.
No, Bobby.
No,
not again.
You're gonna find somebody. You know what? Oh, you're going to find a bottom dweller, too, down there.
Is there glory holes for girls? Is that a real thing?
I like how you looked at me.
Well, you're the woman on the show.
Yeah, how would that work, though?
It's more like a porn category. I think it's a myth.
What do you mean, how would that work?
Well, how does a glory hole for a woman, the hole has to be bigger. I mean, what are you saying?
Well,
she
you
puts
don't...
her lip. No,
no, no.
Oh, she sticks her mouth. Mm-hmm. I was thinking vagina.
Like
you go.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Yeah, right, that. Okay, that, right,
oh,
that's
that
cool. Will Schwager werden? You know that's German. They're so funny about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
All that stuff came from Germany.
Yeah.
So tell me Nazis did nothing good.
Yeah. But let me say something. If you had done that, then we'd be like, okay.
That's fun. I'd be okay with
that
any of that.
That doesn't exist, though. That's like a production.
Not true. That absolutely exists. Do you think there's not sex clubs and stuff like that?
Well, I'm not. I tried to go to a sex club a couple weeks ago.
Who brought you there?
Just someone I know.
Okay. We know.
I. Okay.
We know. Okay, go ahead.
You tried to go? What do you mean? They didn't let you in?
Well, she asked the owner if I could go. It was a whole thing. Like, I'm like a random guy. It's for like rich people. It's straight out of like True Detective.
Do you have to send in a headshot?
I think I would have to send like information about myself. Like,
I gotta go. You think I can go?
You can definitely go.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something.
Can I go with you?
No. No.
Right away.
Yeah, because you're going to look for holes in the walls.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm going to go, dude, this is not that kind of house.
That's not how it goes, man.
And you're going to look at painting, lift paintings up. There's a hole. You know what I mean?
Imagine he's just going around punching holes in the walls.
Yeah. So no, you can't go because it's a beautiful house probably.
Yeah, it's like a nice
place. So let me ask you this, okay? If I go, how many, is it even? Like, if you're at a sex party, is it 50 women, 50 men?
Gotta be, right?
I think it really is because it's well, like a members thing.
Why? You want you want better odds? You want better odds.
I need better odds.
Yeah.
Well, because that means that leaves me with one.
I totally agree with you, by the way.
Right? And I'm going to strike out with that one, and I was like, I'm going to grab the jacket, and I'm going to leave the fucking house. Right?
But then some other guy gets two.
Yeah, but it's probably Tom Hardy.
But what if you get two? What if some other guy strikes out?
I don't know if I'm willing to take the risk.
I get it.
Also, I don't know how to ask.
Here, I'm a girl and ask me at the party.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Great party.
Tell me about it. I come to these things all the time.
Yeah?
Have you been here before?
That's my first one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute.
I know the same person that Carlos. No, you probably don't know Carlos. Anyway.
Who's Carlos?
Oh, he's not here.
You mean the guy that's come serving food?
No.
Oh, that man's name is Carlos.
I know, it's not that guy.
Oh, okay.
You would know the Carlos because he would be digging, putting holes in the walls.
Oh, the whole glory boy.
Oh, he came last time?
The shitfish. Yeah, he's been here.
Oh, really?
He's been.
So you know that guy?
Oh, yeah.
Shitfish. Yeah, he's my friend. Anyway, he works for me.
Oh, he's sweet.
Yeah, anyway.
I like him. He's sweet.
Yeah, he's all right.
So what's up?
Anyway, it looks like 49 people are hooked up with 49 because I'm counting the room.
Yeah, everyone is kind of doing their
thing. I guess it's you and me, baby. See, that's what
that
is the nightmare of nightmares.
That, right. But what if it goes like this? Ready? Ask me again.
Okay, so
49.
Well, that's 49 people and 49 guys, 49 girls together.
Yeah.
I guess you and I, baby.
I mean, it's what I've always wanted.
What?
A Korean. Dude. I've tasted the entire world. I've never had Korean.
What? Wait, let's stop right there. The entire world?
Yes.
Like who?
Oh, I've had 13 countries in Africa.
How many guys per country?
100 or so.
Per country?
Well, yeah.
Condom, though?
What's a condom?
Oh, so raw dog?
Yeah, O-R-D.
Yeah. That's the lingo?
That's what we say.
Because I've never been to a sex club before.
It's R-D.
The lingo. Right.
Yeah.
So you raw dogged probably thousands of men.
Maybe tens of thousands.
Okay. Okay. I'm wearing my jacket.
So now you're gone. Jacket.
I couldn't do it.
See what I mean, though?
Yeah. What do you mean?
It could go both ways. You could be. You're assuming that you're gonna want to fuck someone. What if you find nobody you'd like to fuck?
That's what I'm saying. If it was like this, if it was like Ukraine right now.
What is this?
What?
How is this like Ukraine?
Well, always in an Eastern European country where there's a war.
Yeah.
There are more women than men.
That's true. Yes, that's because the men are all dead or gone at war.
I didn't want to say that part.
I get it.
You know what I mean?
I get it.
Hopefully I could just throw Ukraine out there and you would get what I'm saying.
I should. All next right. time, that's my fault.
Right. Is it not true Spanish?
Yes.
Right.
Lovely metaphor.
Like if you go to Czechoslovakia, is that how you say it?
No, but we'll go with it.
Yeah. If you go to any of these countries,
right.
There's always more women than men.
The men are off at war.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. So
I want, is there a like one in Ukraine?
You want Ukraine odds?
Well, I want to go to Ukraine.
Let's just go to the Ukraine.
Yeah. Let's do a sex party at Ukraine.
I'm sure there are a bunch.
So yeah. You got denied entry. They literally said you can't come in.
Well, I didn't like show up and get turned down at the door.
You texted this person. They said probably not.
No, they reached out on my behalf and they're like, I don't know. It's like, you know, it's just him. It's kind of weird. Because the person I know gets paid to hook up with other women, like on a bench or on a chair.
Tight.
Like to turn everyone on.
Like as art.
As art. And that's why I think Bobby actually would have good odds.
You would have so much fun.
Because people are turned
on. Well, I would have fun because it's like.
How much money is this?
I don't know. We have the website, right?
Well, let's not show it.
How much is it?
How much is it?
Oh, you have to.
There's no way there's going to be a fucking, like a PayPal page. They're not going to tell you.
February 11th.
I've seen that there's an application.
February 11th.
Yeah, you have to apply.
A couple's ticket starts at $1,200. Single gentleman must attend with the female companions approved by us.
So you didn't get approved? You were the single gentleman that didn't get approved?
Oh, so I have to bring somebody?
Yes.
No.
Because you're SWAT. It sounds like a SWAT.
Can you go?
No.
So fun.
I would be at the snack you have bar
to go.
The whole time.
We'll eat together. I love eating. We'll go to the snack bar.
Bobby, he does love eating.
They ask for your industry. I mean, that's kind of cool. And you can put what your kink is.
Yeah. Who can I bring?
I'd go, but do I have to have sex?
No.
No, you don't.
You
have
don't.
To,
yeah, I don't think that's part of the thing. I think this is like a sexy party.
And do you have to be naked? I feel like that's a valid
question.
See,
look, you have to upload your full body face and with couples if you're with a partner.
But let me say something. We'll get denied, but the photo we submit is going to be hilarious.
It's going to be us dressed like this.
I think you guys should submit just for the fun of it.
Yeah. I mean, we could dress however we want to.
That's right. I mean, this is basically just a glorified costume party. All this.
Yeah.
I would go for you. I'd be so uncomfortable.
I could dress up as Mozart. You could dress up as Rachmaninoff.
Rachmaninoff.
Right, and we'd have the hair, the wigs, yep. And the suit. What do you call it?
And I'll be Beethoven. I'll drop you guys off.
I'll just
pull up in an old car and drop.
Yeah, we'll
you
bring
guys
a violin. You know what I mean? I'll bring a ukulele.
I'll bring my trumpet.
Yes.
A trumpet. Oh, the trumpet. I don't think Beethoven played a ukulele, so maybe what else? Harpsichord.
Harpsichord.
It's a whole thing.
It's huge.
It's huge. I'll bring it up.
I guess we're just going to have to trail that behind the car.
Yeah. But anyway, so forget that. We're not going to do that.
$1,200 for a couple. Yeah, but I did think it was going to be more in my mind. I thought it was going to be something outrageous, like $10,000 or something. But $1,200 a couple, so $600 a person. But you have to bring someone else. And that also means the other person that you bring has to be down to other people.
Right. Yeah,
here are the rules. You always have to... Oh. Ask before you touch.
Well, that's just a standard rule of Earth. You can't do outside. That's outdoor rules too. That's not
ask
inside the party.
Before you touch.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Let this land on you for a minute.
Let me.
Bobby's never heard of this.
I've never heard of this. So, just say it again and let me absorb it.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Ask. Before.
Before.
Prior.
Not after.
No.
I always do it after.
I know.
And I always get in trouble.
Ask before you to anything.
I touch, I go, can I grab your breast?
Yeah, you can.
And they go, no.
No.
Okay, so, yeah.
Yeah, you have to let them know.
So may I, you know, that's why I'll be polite about it. M'lady.
Yes.
May I, you know what I mean?
As Mozart.
Pinch, as Mozart,
oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Your clitoris.
It's hard to say no. It's hard to say no to Mozart. I got to tell you.
I told you.
I know.
It's so hard.
Because you're polite.
Right.
And I might say yes. I might have
maybe
to
do
say-
it with an accent.
Yeah.
My lady.
Mozart was what? He was German, right? Yeah, so he-
I can't do one.
German. He'd say my lady.
German. Yeah. I'll try to do best I can.
Das ist gut.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
My lady. My lady. Give me the line and then let me try.
German. Germans sound like this. Germans like, well, it depends on how high you want. Do you want to do like a...
Go ahead.
What?
Just forget it. Let's move on.
No.
I hate these parts. I always get embarrassed with these fucking parts.
It's an acting class.
All right, go ahead.
So, German.
German?
Yeah.
German?
Say this phrase. Say this phrase. Das.
Das.
Ist,
das.
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 Ist.
Ist.
Gut.
Gut.
Gut. So, use gut. That. Gut, das ist gut, ja?
Das ist gut.
Yeah, can I...
Das ist gut.
Das ist gut, ja. Sehr gut. That's
not what I'm going to ask the lady, though, dude.
Well,
das ist gut is not going to fucking...
Das ist gut just means that is good. So can you just say it all the time. Das ist gut.
That implies, can I ask your breast?
Well,
your breast?
Here, this is... May I touch you, my lady, is... darf ich dich berühren, meine Dame?
Darf ich dich berühren... Meine Damen.
Now try with an Asian accent. See if it does it better.
Darf ich dich berühren, bien, Dame?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I think that sounds right. Can I touch you, my lady?
But you know what?
Darf ich dich berühren, meine Dame?
Let me ask you this question, right?
Yeah.
If prostitution was legal and you could have brothels in these cities,
yeah,
and what do you think that would do to our society in America?
Well, you wouldn't be here anymore.
We'd have to do the pod from the red light district.
Well, Carlos and I wouldn't be here.
What do you think?
We would have died 20 years.
You know when I said a legitimate question this morning?
Yeah.
I legitimately said, are there emotional escorts? Where
called therapists. I'm sorry. Maybe that's not right.
Take a walk. No, Juice, you're right. No, I'm saying, but imagine hiring a girl. Imagine hiring a beautiful woman because you're a lonely guy. Like, say you're a lonely shitfish, and you hire a woman just to, like, hug. No sex, not sex stuff, but, like, hug and to talk and to have, like, a relationship.
They have those.
That exists.
Yeah, that exists.
You can hire a girl.
There are escorts specifically for that.
And no sex stuff.
No sex stuff.
Huh.
Yeah.
Cuddle sanctuary. Book a professional cuddler. See, this is my thing. I don't want to cuddle. I mean,
that's
just,
what I mean.
This is what this is. Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't do this.
I know. I'm interested. I literally said, "Is this a thing? Is that a thing?" I just thought you hire an escort. Someone goes, "I just want to talk to someone," but they end up at some point, I'm sure, having sex.
That's I have to try this.
Yeah.
Cuddling?
You know what's the site?
Cuddlecomfort.com.
And there's LA region.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to do it.
Let's get him one.
Okay.
But can you pick who it is?
Put it on the biz. Put it on.
I can't have anyone bony.
Yeah, I'm
well, some really skinny, you know what I mean, Karen Carpenter type of a woman.
Well, go to noboneycuddlers.com because I think that's No Bony Cuddlers.
Anyway, we'll...
But seriously, go. Yeah. Let's get him someone from the Cuddle Sanctuary. I'm interested in that just to, because I said, I imagine there's many people who are either asexual or they just aren't interested in having sex with strangers that are like, but I just want to talk to some. Like those sugar babies, you know, sugar babies and sugar daddies. And I watched a documentary on that. And the whole time they were like, I didn't even have to hook up with them. And then the one other girl was like, yeah, we do. It was like, yeah. Like she was trying to pretend like they don't, but she was like, yeah, they end up do something. They do something. They say they're like, no, it's just money for companionship. And, but like the other girl who admitted it was like, almost all of us do that. That's not true.
I'm on.
Seeking?
No, I'm on a couple of sugar daddy sites.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, but I don't put my face on it. I just like to browse the girls, see who's doing it.
How much money you have to pay for their, like, you pay them a monthly fee? Well, how does that work?
Well, and the sites, right, it's basically like you have to donate money to see certain photos.
Right.
So and like, there's a message board there, and these are all girls that are like seeking a sugar daddy.
Uh-huh.
Right? But I don't know how much it is. And
but
I just,
do you get to see them in real life, or it's only internet based?
No, you get to see them real life. But you have to, obviously, during the messaging and stuff, you know what I mean? You have to convince
for
them.
For research for the show, what? Can the show pay for you to have a sugar baby for a month and just so we can hear what that's like? And can you have a sugar daddy
but I
for
can't,
a month?
Yeah, but I can't put myself, I don't know why, but I don't want to put my face on that side. I don't know why.
What do you have to do to have a
you have to have a profile and you have to put it on the thing. I'll show you what it looks like.
Well, he can bring it up right there. We have a huge computer.
Yeah, but let me just.
Well, his actual profile.
My actual profile.
Oh, you have a profile.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I'm in LA, California, right? And you can go, and these are, they say the age.
Yeah.
And then they show.
May I see?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's my wife! Wait, that's crazy though. So 24, and then they just say what they want.
Yeah.
So what they need, like what donations they need, or
yeah, yeah.
And then what do they do for the money?
That's illegal.
That's so that's I get no, that's not true because
what Bobby asks for.
No, I've never done it.
They get like an allowance weekly, I believe.
Right, you pay for the rent.
It's like I don't need that though. I don't need. If I was at a point where I needed to do that, I don't need to do it.
See, this is what's funny. I've clicked on two of these now, and both of them it says they haven't filled out their wants section, which means they're open to you saying, here's what I need. Tell me, like, look, this one says wants. Oh, this one, fill it out. Looking for a sweet sugar daddy. Hello. I'm looking for a real sugar daddy. No games, please. I'm looking for someone to spoil me. I'll be support. I am looking for companionship and to be a loyal sugar baby to the right daddy. I'm very fun, bubbly, and loyally trustworthy. Body type, fit. Ethnicity, Hispanic. 24. And her name is Diana.
I just realized why I have the site.
Why?
When I look at the photos, I always yell at them.
What do you mean?
Get a job! Get a job at Subway.
This is their job.
That's a sour daddy.
Yeah, I want to be a sour daddy, I think. Yeah. But because doesn't this make you, let me just say something, right?
Yeah.
With OnlyFans, right? And I know there's a lot of women, and I support it if you want, you know, but it's just like, there is a part of me that I can't do it, right?
What
and it's
mean
like, as a male, I was never able to, you know what I mean? Get any kind of money based on the way I looked.
That's literally how you make money right now.
I know, but it's not, no.
That is exactly how we make money right now.
I understand that, but we had to spend 30 years grinding it out.
So these women are smarter than us. They beat us to the punch.
You're
they
right.
figured it out.
Okay.
These women literally cut the line. They figured out, why am I wasting my time with loser guys when I can just get paid to talk to other loser guys who aren't broke?
But there's a new study, though.
Steal their money.
Saying, look at this society, though.
Yeah. Right?
The new study is one of three men under the age of 30 do not have sex.
Okay.
Do you know why?
Was that different years ago?
Yes.
Okay. Why?
Because in our age of social media,
yeah.
right, and in our age of the internet, they one of three met, right? They they're just obsolete now because they don't have the money, mm-hmm. right?
They don't have the money, they don't have the resources.
They don't have the resources, right? And
look on it again.
Sounds like these men need to find a job.
No.
Whoa! Zoom in. I think, it says right here.
Disenfranchised.
A growing body of research has been reported at the declines in sex, says Chung Chia Jane Fu, a research associate at the IU School of Public Health in Bloomington, led the study.
Men do not know how to speak to women anymore because of the phone.
Yeah.
And the women don't like losers, so...
Yeah, even like,
I don't know if that's true.
Like they did a study on like Tinder, right? Like you know, like if you get 50, if you have 50 men and 50 men women on Tinder, 46 of the women are going for four men.
Yes.
On Tinder, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because it's like those are the ones that they want, right?
Yeah, but let me say that.
And the rest of them are being excluded.
There's other factors that are involved in this, right? We as a society, because of social media have become way more vain, way more self-involved. And so when they get on these fucking apps, they're looking for the hot guy. And you look at some of these studies, they ask young women where they're like, what would you want a guy to make a living, you know, to make you happy? And all of these women say insane numbers.
I know, that's what I'm
they're
saying.
They're like, I want $500,000 a year. It's like, you know how many men under fucking 30 make $500,000? It's like less than 0.5% makes that kind of income around the country. And they want someone who's tall, and they want some of this. So you see all these things. The expectations of humans have just gotten insane because of social media. They think they're going to meet the fucking perfect guy, assuming they're the perfect girl. It's everyone's crazy. Everyone needs to know your number. Know your number. What are you? DoorDash. Hey, are you missing syrup for your pancakes? You want that little sweet treat? Just ran out of your favorite coffee creamer. With DoorDash grocery delivery, you can get what you want right when you need it.
When I go on the road, I get a lot of food delivered. In fact, I'm here in Hawaii, and I have gotten so much food delivered. I was just in New York, did the same thing, you guys. And the only service that I use is DoorDash. You know why? They're the best.
Love the convenience of getting what you want right to your door. With DoorDash grocery delivery, you can stock up for the week or order last-minute cravings conveniently. We've talked about DoorDash on this show for so many years now because we love DoorDash. It's so helpful, convenient. The layout is probably my favorite. But now if you need fresh groceries for the week, you don't have time to go to the store. DoorDash Grocery has got you. You've trusted them to deliver restaurant favorites, and now get grocery delivery that actually delivers at home. With thousands of grocery stores to choose from, you'll find the best in your neighborhood and boost your local economy with every single order. Exactly what you order, or they'll make it right. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the groceries that come to your front door. It's as if you picked them yourself out of thin air. With easy substitutions right in the app and the best in-class customer support, DoorDash delivers groceries exactly how you want it. Get 50% off your first DoorDash order up to a $20 value when you use the code BAD2023 at checkout. Limited time offer, terms apply.
That's 50% off up to a $20 no min subtotal and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code BAD2023.
Don't forget that's code BAD2023 for 50% off your first order with DoorDash. ButcherBox. Hey, bad friends. Premium meals don't have to come at a premium price. ButcherBox provides you with the best meat and seafood on the planet, on the globe that you're on, so you can whip up quality meals on your budget. That's what they do. I love ButcherBox so much. Look, I'm a meat eater, baby. I don't eat meat. And I like when a box of meat comes to my house. I don't have to go out and go fishing around for it. I can get the fish sent to my door. Hey, yo. One of my favorite is getting a little strip steak there, cutting it up, putting in a little steak salad because I'm trying to cut down on the LBs. But it's honestly one of the most convenient and easy ways to get meat shipped fresh and directly to your door. You're going to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust, 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork-raised, crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. Humanely raised, no antibiotics or added hormones. It means you're getting fresh, good stuff sent right to your house. And it's probably my favorite thing to be able to come home, have a fresh cut of meat, just throw some veggies together with it, and take it on the go. It's delivered right to your doorstep. There's free shipping, always curated and customized box plans, a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. You know ButcherBox. You know what it is. There's exclusive member deals and recipe inspiration, guides, tips, and life hacks. So if you want to sign up, you get free chicken nuggets for a year. Free chick nugs for a year and 10% off your first box when you sign up today. That's a 22-ounce bag of gluten-free chicken nuggets in every order for a year when you sign up at butcherbox.com/badfriends. Use the code badfriends. Claim the deal at butcherbox.com/badfriends and use that promo code badfriends.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
What do you mean?
You know your fucking number.
1 through 10?
Yes.
As physically or just in the whole thing?
Your number. It's all the above. Everything in. All
I'm a,
in.
I'm a 9.
This is what I'm talking about. Crazy fucking doesn't know shit.
He knows his number.
You know your number.
What's your number?
I'm a 7. I've been a 7 my whole life. I know exactly what
I'm 7 too then.
Sure.
I reached too far.
Yeah, you went way too high.
No, but no, I... Could I
this
defend,
is a room...
I want to defend my 9.
This is a room filled with 7s.
No, I believe that you were once a 7.
I've been a 7 my whole... I've been 7.
You're... Really, do other 7s get Netflix specials?
7.5 now.
Do you want me to name other 7s that got Netflix specials?
Yeah, but they're not 7s. They're 9s.
No, it's just...
Dude, you... No, I'm going to... Listen, the truth is, I know you're trying to be humble about
it. No, I'm being serious. I know what I look like.
But dude, it's like, I've... Even being single and reading my direct messages and stuff on my Instagram, mm-hmm. so many girls go, I think you're not my type, but I think Andrew's hot. So
rude.
Yeah,
that's very fucking rude.
It is. Dude, I've gotten up with Theo too. Yeah. Like, I've matched with people on Tinder and all these dating sites, and they say, I don't like you. I like Theo. Can you hook me with Theo or Andrew?
I thought Theo messaged you.
No.
I don't like
I get
you,
it all
like
the time,
Andrew.
And it breaks my heart when I see it.
I don't like that.
Well, it happens.
Well, you know what I
so
get?
So what I'm saying
I
is
get
is
messages
that you're
a
good looking guy.
I get messages where people go, love Bobby, love the show, I hate you.
But that's fine.
That's not fine. That hurts.
That's true.
That you get that?
Oh, yeah. You're ruining the podcast.
I've read a couple of those, but I've read 1,000 we love you.
Yeah.
Right. Who the fuck says you're ruining the show?
You're not ruining the show. That's why you're on it.
Well, anybody
we decide.
Anybody who thinks that Juicy's ruining the show, stop watching the fucking show. How about that?
No, watch, but just tune her out. I mean, come on. Let's not go crazy. You know what I mean? We need the numbers, right?
Some comments.
She sucks. All right, let's move on.
You know? So funny.
But my
watch it.
But you're a good-looking guy. You're a 9. You're a successful person. You have money. You have influence. You're a 9. Don't pull the 7 with me. I'm an 8.5.
What's Juicy?
She was a 4.
What is she now?
A 6.
Because of this show?
Yes.
So you say she was a 4, which I disagree with, and you think now she's a 6?
Yes.
I agree.
Because you gain confidence with it.
I think you're a beautiful person, Juicy.
No, we're all the same in terms of like God's love.
Yeah, my number.
In terms of God's love, God uses
God.
The same, right? I'm saying here in LA.
I get that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what's these two?
Oh, wow, that's a hard one.
What's the shit fish?
Shit fish?
Yeah, what's shit fish?
Shit fish in real life?
I'm sorry that this is sticking, but it sounds so fun
it's
to
okay,
say.
Yeah, honestly, dude, I think shit fish, you're a 7.
Thank you.
Thank you. I just think we have to get shit fish shirts.
Yeah.
Can we just do your face, like your head, your floating head?
Yeah, on the
and
bottom
just say,
of
in the bottom of the ocean, they say shit fish.
I gotta say yes.
Yeah, you're there.
I got to.
What's fancy? But by the way,
he's
gotten even higher because his status from the show, his status in the community, he's having a fucking baby and women
I would love. Say, I would say he's an 8.
8, yeah.
Yeah,
oh, wow. I would say you're an 8 out of 10. But my point is that
so annoying.
There's so many men out there that are, and I don't know who to blame.
I know who to blame.
Who?
Watch fucking it. Mark Zuckerberg.
That's true.
Facebook fucking ruined society. I completely think it was the demise of social interactions in society. It's made some things wonderful, but most things dog shit.
Yeah, but the internet helped us, though. So it's like I struggle with the concept of the internet.
Yeah, because it's detrimental and it's also so good.
It's like, for me, in terms of my business, it got me past the fucking middlemen.
I agree. It did help. It did.
And we could just go directly to the people, and the people decide if we're funny.
I really
appreciate them.
Yeah.
And that's why we have a great relationship with our fans, right?
Because we don't have somebody that has to tell us the way we're supposed to talk to our fans and do our version of...
We could have had YouTube without Facebook.
That's what I'm saying. I think Facebook is what I'm blaming. Not YouTube. Yeah. Not Google. I think Facebook in general, which was this world... I went to Arizona State. We were one of the non-Ivy League schools that got Facebook first, right? So Ivy League schools went first, and then non-Ivy Leaguers were like, Arizona State, Florida State, like these big universities, state schools. Yeah. We got it first. And I remember vividly seeing all these photos of people on campus and being like, holy shit. It like opened up this new world of like, you could flirt with anybody on here. I can just say hello to a girl that I would never say hi to in public because I don't have the balls. But on here, I can be like, hey, I think you're fucking hot, or make a funny joke. And if she likes it, then I won. And I was like, the power of that is crazy.
It's crazy.
Because you don't have the ability to go up to a girl face to face and say something real. You can just hide behind the computer forever, and you never need to go do the thing if you don't want to.
Yeah, that's where my jealousy came, through MySpace.
Right, same
thing.
Can
I tell you what happened?
Huh. What was your screen name?
So me, Bobby Lee.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I was friends with Dr. Ken Jeong.
Not Noodles Magoodles or something like that.
Come on, man.
Come on, Noodles Magoodles would have been
fun. That was a good one. Yeah. I didn't think of it. That, I'm saying come on, man, because that's bright.
So good.
And good.
Noodles Magoodles at AOL.com.
That would have been great. That would have been great. So this is so embarrassing, the story. So I was friends with Dr. Ken, and you know how you put your top 10 friends or 15 friends?
Yeah, I remember that.
Your top friends, right?
Yeah.
So for years, I was Ken's top friend. But then he started moving up in the world, right? So one day, I looked at his fucking MySpace, and it was Apatow, Will Ferrell. I mean, this is the new people he's hanging out with, right? So I was at fucking Cobb's with him, and I walk up to him, my tone was bad.
Mm-hmm.
I go, hey, bitch.
Okay.
You're moving up. I am not your top friend's MySpace. He turns around, and he pushes me, dude. And then Steve Burnett had to fucking separate us. We almost got in a fist fight.
What?
Yeah.
Over the top friends on
the
MySpace.
Top friends MySpace.
But he did remove you.
Yeah, he never put me back on either.
Fuck him, dude.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck, that was stinky move.
That was a stinky stink.
Stinky, stinky move.
Yeah, yeah.
That was close to, that was almost.
But that was childish on my part. Who gives a fuck?
What do you mean? You do care. It's your friend.
I know, I did care.
You know, yeah.
I did care so
That's
much.
That's a big deal.
I cared so much.
Back then, that was a fucking huge, did you have MySpace or no?
Yeah.
That was a big deal.
How old were you, 12?
What? No, I was in junior high.
Yeah, I was going to say probably 16, 15, 14, 15. Yeah.
I was close.
And into high school, I had it too.
You know what I hated about MySpace?
What?
That I couldn't gain any ground on it. Like, I felt like I would try to like post stuff and do stuff, and it just wasn't gaining. So I was like, this is a fucking waste of my emotional time.
But I remember MySpace, I got laid. You know how?
Tell us.
I'm sure I can say her name, but.
You don't need to.
Okay, there's this one girl. Beautiful, right? She was a suicide girl.
Oh, like a, okay.
She was a suicide girl.
A suicide girl.
Yeah, it's a company.
What do you mean? What?
People might not know what you're talking about. Suicide girl is a... Is
no,
a,
she tried to kill herself. Oh. I just wanted that joke.
I knew it was
no, but she was a suicide girl.
By the way, I was setting you up for that joke. Waiting.
I don't know.
Take it?
I took it. Thank you. But, and then she only followed all, at the time, Asian... actress.
Wow.
At the time, right?
She's not Asian.
Beautiful redheaded white girl.
One of my people. She's
5'11".
So me.
Beautiful.
How do you know it wasn't me?
What? It wasn't you.
Okay.
But then we fucked.
Okay.
If it was you, you and I fucked, dude.
Okay.
All right. But she, and then just through messaging, you could tell that she only likes
Asians.
Asian actors.
Mm.
And I was the last of the famous Asian actors.
She had been through everybody.
Yeah, she with Jet Li. I mean, everybody.
Ripped through
them all. Ripped through them all, right? And then I met her in Vegas, and we had sex in my hotel room.
Which hotel?
It was at the Bellagio, I believe.
That's a good hotel.
It's a good hotel, yeah.
What's the worst hotel you've stayed in Vegas?
In Vegas?
Yeah.
Well, I've stayed in good ones.
What's the worst one?
Because
when I was coming up and we had to go to Vegas, we stayed at Circus, which is very, very sad.
It's the saddest place on earth.
It's so gross and sad in there. And the worst one, we had to all split a room. We shared a room in the fucking basement of the Mirage.
Ugh.
Oh.
It's so gross. It smelled like mold. And I thought, well, I'm not going to sleep in this room. We're going to die. I slept outside. I mean, I just sat on the sidewalk and took a nap. I did not want to go back to moldy basement Mirage Hotel.
No. I stayed in the Extended Stay America just 2 nights ago, and it was awful.
Those are tough.
My
the guy
God.
Sent me to the wrong hotel room at 3 a.m.
Where was this at? In Santa Barbara?
In Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
And I went back down 3 times, and the third time I was like, the key's not working. He's like, maybe you're in the wrong room.
Jesus.
And he did the head thing?
Yeah. I was like, you tell me, man.
If he had done that, I would have killed him.
I would have murdered him.
Murdered him.
But then he started freaking out that he was going to get in trouble, because I told him, I was like, chill, but I said, man, you sent me to somebody else's room at 3 a.m. That could have been pretty dangerous.
Yeah.
And he started freaking out. He's like, I'm going to get in trouble. Like, oh, no, this sucks. And I had to calm him down. I was like, I'm not going to rat on you, man. I just need the key to my room.
That's why Hilton fired this guy. He just couldn't get it together. They're like, go to extended stay, man. We can't. We
well,
can't.
A million people will know now.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I didn't. Yeah, I guess. But
did you ever play Harrah's in Vegas?
I never did.
The 16. We used to, because there's Harrah's. You'd have to do 16 shows in 1 week.
Yeah, Monday through Sunday.
Monday through Sunday.
Oh, my God.
Mondays were...
16?
Monday through Wednesday were the most brutal shows Mm-mm. you could possibly do. And at the time, I had no money. And so you'd have to... they gave you an employee pass, and you ate at the with the employees in the...
In the basement.
In the basement.
I did that with Laugh Factory.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And you wait in line with the guy, you know, the everybody, right?
With the dealer.
The dealers, everybody, yeah,
the
right?
The janitors.
And you can smoke in there, too,
in the
I remember,
basement. Oh, yeah.
In the basement, right?
You still can.
Yeah, I know, right? And so in the Harrah's, there's a Geraldina's ice cream place. Is that what I'm saying?
I think that's right, yeah.
Geraldini's?
Yeah, Girardelli's.
Girardelli's. Ice cream. And I remember sitting there, I had a fucking banana split, and there was a fucking guy from the South sitting next to me. We just sprung up a conversation. And I literally asked him, where can I get a gun in Vegas? I remember asking that.
He's like, He's like, when I'm done with mine, you can use it.
Yeah, I go, because I think I'm going to kill myself. Now, I was literally, that's how miserable I was.
You're like, I think I'm going to banana split.
That's right here. I love it. Meat locker, not so much, but.
And people say you suck.
You're good. So good.
Vegas, when you're sad and broke, is maybe
it's the worst,
toughest place.
I remember I stayed in the Howard Johnson. This was like 8 years ago. I forgot all about it.
Little HJ, baby.
Yeah.
Me and my buddy Kenner.
Where do you eat in Vegas? What's your favorite restaurant?
In Vegas?
Yeah.
Interesting.
What?
That's what
it's called?
I kind of don't want to give it away.
See how foofy he is?
No, on air. I'm saying.
Tell me?
Oh, I would tell you everything. I tell you everything.
Oh, is it in the... any of the casinos?
Nope.
Okay.
No, I'll tell everyone right now. Yeah, yeah. I'll blow it up because it's one of the best. It's called Lotus of Siam. Google Lotus of Siam.
And it's an Asian restaurant?
It is.
Chinese?
It is maybe my favorite Thai food I've ever had in my entire fucking life. It's off the strip. It was award winning. It's in a fucking strip mall out in Vegas. Go to photos of the inside of it. I think Lotus of Siam is one of my fucking favorite Thai restaurants I've ever been to in my fucking
life.
Wow. It's so good. And they're award-winning, but it looks like this. It's old school Vegas. It's been there for like 50 years. It's in a shitty little strip mall. It's super unassuming. You would never know. Well, look, they've redone the outside of the whole thing. Unless that's a second location.
Killing it. When they put neon signs like that, they're killing it.
Is that the second location? Because that's the original. Right there is what the original looks like.
Wow.
And honestly, my buddy brought me. That is exactly what it looked like right there. That was what I went to.
Wow.
So my friend says, whose family member lives in Vegas, and says, you know, what kind of food do you want? I said, well, you know, let's go out for like a steak or Italian or whatever. And he's like, you want good Thai food? And I said, I don't know, man. LA has really good Thai food. And he was like, trust me though, I promise you'll love this place. I said, okay. So we get in the car. We go to this spot. I swear to God, I got out of the car. I was like, this isn't funny. You're fucking with me. This is not even a funny bit.
Especially when you're hungry.
I was starving.
Yeah,
I was losing my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
We go inside. It was, honestly, it was like a Tuesday night. It was slammed. Tons of people waiting. I was like, what the fuck? You could not tell from the outside. Then when we get inside, he knows someone. We get a table right away.
Did you speak the language or no?
Yeah, back to song. Thank you. Ting tang.
Okay, good, good. Yeah. That's what I want.
Yeah. And honestly,
I love when he does that. So racist.
So stupid. But it was so, that's what it was like. I mean, it was like,
wow.
It was so slammed. And he said to me, he goes, how do you like to order food? And I said, when I go to places like this, give me as much stuff as we can eat. Like, I don't want to order one dish. Fuck that. I want to try all the shit.
You and I together, we've eaten together.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
It's absurd.
We're crazy.
We'll take, give me the whole half of the menu.
Yeah, yeah.
But he ordered so much shit.
And then you leave and I pay for it. But anyway.
That's right. You're rich. I'm not.
Yeah, you are. Anyway.
But
Lotus of Siam.
Lotus of Siam is my favorite place.
I'm going to go.
You have to go.
How come we've never done, where could we?
I'm so sick of that.
Okay. Where can we play in Vegas? Why did I
do that? Well, let's do a show in Vegas and then we can
But where?
Go. What do you mean where?
I know, we could go to Wise Guys and stay at Polly's house.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. No, I mean...
Nicolas Cage is his neighbor.
I know, he told me story on my show that Nick Cage was his neighbor, and they hang out all the time.
Yeah, I've met him when I've
seen videos of them, so it's true.
No, I believe him. Yeah, it's just so funny that Nick Cage and Pauly Shore. I mean, it's just like, that's exactly what would be. Like that new Nick Cage movie.
Yeah.
That's exactly like what his real life. Did you see that movie?
Yeah, and the unbearable
weight or something.
Massive Talent.
Massive Talent.
And Carrot Top. The three of them are in a group chat.
You know Jason Schwartzman?
Yeah, of course.
From Rushmore?
Yeah.
He has a brother.
His older brother.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was talking to Robert and I go, any Nick Cage stories? Because, you know, that's his cousin.
Yeah, that's so
weird.
He's
like, no, he's the coolest guy, he said. I mean, I love him so much. If he's walked down the street right now, he would hug me and we would, you know what I mean?
He's legit.
He's a great guy. Well, you know, do you know about
their family is
the Coppola family?
I didn't know that.
Do you know who
Francis Ford Coppola is?
Yeah, and I forgot Nicolas Cage is a Coppola, but I did hear that before.
He is.
But the Schwartzman side?
So Coppola, the director.
Yeah.
His sister is Talia Shire.
Yeah.
Do you know who Talia Shire is?
Mm-mm.
Look at
she was in The Godfather, but she was also in Rocky. She played Adrian.
Oh.
Remember Adrian?
The family tree.
Adrian, right? Look at me.
Sorry.
Right?
Don't look away from him.
Yeah. Look at me. Her two kids is Jason Schwartzman and Robert Schwartzman.
Whoa.
Or her brother, our sons.
Right there. And Matthew Shire.
Yeah.
Talia Coppola, Francis Ford Coppola.
That whole family is legit.
Giancarlo Coppola, Roman, wow. And Sophia.
Roman also a director.
Yeah, Roman.
It's the most famous Italian fucking show business family in the world.
So talented.
Don't you think?
Well, I mean, there's no one with that kind of extension. I mean, I would say the only one that would come close would be like, you know, I don't know, fucking if Scorsese has extended family, but.
Maybe the Olsons?
Take a walk.
Well, they're all sisters.
I know. Stop. Stop for a second. Let's explore that.
Okay.
For the fans.
For the fans.
All right. The Olsons.
There's someone on a keyboard right now. This is what I'm talking about.
I mean, because we're doing Italian. Are the Olsons Italian?
Oh, I didn't know we were doing Italian. I thought it was just...
Well, let's find out. Are the Olsons Italian? Welcome back to Are the Olsons Italian? Yeah. Ashley Fuller Olson was born 1986 in Sherman Oaks, daughter of Jeanette Jamie Olsen. Norwegian ancestry.
Yeah.
That was close.
French, German, and Italian.
Oh, shit. Okay, all right.
So the Olsen family is one of the oldest, like, historic
Italian families in showbiz.
In Hollywood. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I guess that makes
interesting.
Sense.
Interesting. Well, you're bright.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Those adult women now, it's just so funny that they did something so powerful when they were young that they literally never had to work ever again. They chose to in different ways, but they made so much fucking money as children, they never had to do anything ever again.
That's what cute does.
Cute.
Dude, they were
$550 million. Dollars.
No one cuter as white girls.
Macaulay Culkin, cute white boy.
Dude, he's a cutie too, dude.
Cutie patootie.
Cute. You know who else was cute?
Drew Barrymore.
Cute as fuck, but you know, Short Round was cute too. For an Asian. We got an Asian in there.
Well.
Data?
Yeah. Data was cute.
He was cute. And now he won an award, an Oscar.
But not cute anymore.
He's not cute anymore.
Let me see what he looks like now. What do you mean he's not cute anymore?
He just won an Oscar, right?
Golden Globe, yeah.
Golden Globe, I mean.
I like him.
He killed it in that movie.
I think he's kind of cute still.
Vroom.com. So I got my mom a car. I bought mom a car, and guess what? I didn't want to have to go out of my way to go jumping around from
lot
to lot.
Let me ask you a question. Did you go to the lots?
No, I couldn't do it.
It's dumb, right?
I don't want to go.
It's a waste of time.
I just don't want to go. I want to be at the
comfort of
my home.
Where'd you go, bud?
I went to Vroom.com,
exactly.
Baby.
That's where I went.
With Vroom, you can shop thousands of cars right from your phone and have your next ride delivered straight to you, which I did. I got my car delivered from my mom in Chicago, Illinois.
You never have to haggle or negotiate the price of a car, so you know you're getting a good deal. With thousands of cars, Andrew, available on Vroom.com, you can make sure you get the ride you really want so you don't have to settle.
And the best part about it, Bobby, you got a full week or 250 miles, whichever one comes first, to test it out. Make sure your new ride is right for you. And all these cars on Vroom.com come with a 90-day limited warranty and a one-year roadside assistance nationwide.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
Can I trade in my own car?
You better believe you can trade in your old car when you buy one. Or you can even just sell your car to Vroom. When you sell your car in Vroom, you get a price instantaneously.
You can buy a car from Vroom entirely online. So next time you need to buy a car, just grab your phone, go to Vroom.com, and check out thousands of cars.
Morgan and Morgan, hey, one time I got in a little accidental. I got hit by a woman in our neighborhood, and it was not so good. She was looking the wrong way, and we were this way, and she was on her mobile cellular phone. And I didn't know what to turn. I'd never been in an accident like that.
I didn't know who to go to. In 2020, by the way, there was over 5 million car crashes. That's more than 15,000 a day, 600 an hour if you're a math whiz. But constantly you get these looming injuries and things that pop back up. And people don't know who to turn to. If you're ever injured, you can check out Morgan & Morgan. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm.
They have over 100 offices nationwide and more than 800 lawyers, man. With over $15 billion recovered for clients, Morgan & Morgan has a proven track record of fighting to get you full and fair compensations. Submitting an injury claim with Morgan & Morgan is so easy, guys. It's more like using an app than hiring a lawyer. In fact, it's so easy, it's more like ordering takeout than hiring a lawyer. With Morgan & Morgan, you can submit a claim without ever having to leave the couch. Just open up your phone, and in 8 clicks or less, you're already done, guys.
If you're ever injured in an accident, you can check out Morgan & Morgan. Their fee is free unless they win.
For more information, go to forthepeople.com/badfriends or dial pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone.
That's 4FORthepeople.com/badfriends or pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell.
Yeah.
There's a really cute.
Wait a minute. Let the shitfish explain. Go ahead. Glory boy.
I just don't think he's ugly.
He's not ugly. We didn't say he was ugly. Who said he was ugly?
Well, I thought not being cute meant ugly.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. Imagine wallpaper. just watch. Just imagine this.
I'm thinking about it. Yeah.
All right. You're in Asia, dude. Right. You walk into a wallpaper is like little koi fish. Okay. Right, and a couple of dragons, right?
Oh, I like that.
And there's some paintings up there too, right? Mm-hmm. One of like Sherman Mao.
Mao Zedong. Yeah.
Right? Did I just Sherman Mao?
Yeah.
I just said Sherman Mao.
I don't know what Sherman Mao is.
I don't know. So yeah. Right. And then you see it, the hole.
I see it.
You see a hole, right?
Yeah.
Right? Would you do it if you knew that he was on the other side?
I think I would just say hi.
You can't put your eye in it.
No,
but I wouldn't, I knew he was.
Because you put your eye in and you stick your dick in, that's weird.
But you're not allowed to talk to him.
Yeah, you can't talk.
That's part of the rules.
Yeah.
But Bobby keeps making these situations where I'm like, like on my knees at hole level, like I'm the one sucking dick.
We never even got to that.
But no, that's
no, we haven't got to that.
Now.
So right. In these warhorse situations, you never went the other. It didn't go the other way.
Yeah,
ever. No. A dick never came out the other way.
No.
You swear to God.
I swear. I'm hiding stuff.
He
now.
Says no. He didn't swear to God.
The way that he said it sounded really sketchy.
That was sketchy.
Say I swear to God.
I can't swear to God.
Why?
Why?
It's God.
Ask me to swear to God right now. I'll do it right now. Swear to God. I'll swear to God on anything.
Hey, are you black? Swear to God.
No, I swear to God.
Yeah.
Easy money.
I'll even say, ask.
Are you black?
I'm black. Swear to God. I don't care.
Doesn't matter.
I will lie. Swear to God.
Swear
it
to
doesn't
God.
Matter. Swear to God.
I swear to God.
Okay, good.
All right. I
don't buy it.
He's shaking right now.
Right.
See how nervous he is?
So you wouldn't glory whore him?
No, I wouldn't glory.
You know, imagine if you did glory hole him, the moment that he came, he would go booby trap, and then he would.
Right.
What? I gotta tell you, I gotta say, I don't believe that you haven't suck. I think you have suck.
Andrew, I wouldn't.
No.
I've been thinking
about suck. I've penis before.
I promise, I've never sucked.
Have you ever gotten fucked in the ass before by a man?
No, I've never had like butt stuff happen.
Have you jerked off a man before?
Never.
Okay. Yeah.
Swear to God.
Swear to swear to the Lord.
Wow. Yeah. Interesting.
I just don't believe it.
I don't believe it either.
For some reason, it just doesn't lay right with
me. Yeah, yeah. All right, get off of this guy.
Well, congratulations to
congratulations.
Him, by the way.
He's great. Killing it.
Very much killing it. I want to say this because this episode is going to be out and I'm going to be in Australia, mate.
Yep.
And I'm very excited to go, but I'm very nervous and I'm not going to lie.
Why?
Last night, my buddy Chris said to me, he goes, you've been running really hot. And I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, well, dude, you were like, I was gone for a month. Then I came back for 4 days. Then I went to Paris. Then I'm back for literally like what? Not a full week. And I'm gone again. Then he goes, you haven't had time to like register any of this stuff, huh? And I was like, to be honest with you, the only time I have was talking to you.
Yeah.
And I was like, I really haven't thought about it. And he goes, I bet you so much money the moment you get to Australia in your hotel by yourself, you're going to cry. He's like, you're going to cry.
In happiness.
In like, just like in just like letting the weight sit on me.
But how does, honestly.
And I said to him, maybe. Because I don't know the last time I cried.
How are you feeling right now?
That's what I'm
you
saying.
You should be so happy.
No, but I'm agreeing with
you're
what he's
killing
saying.
The game.
No, I'm agreeing
I'm
with
so
what,
proud
what
of
he's
you.
Saying is true. I'm acknowledging, I'm not thinking, it's like, I can't believe it. I'm leaving in 4 hours.
Yeah.
It still hasn't registered in my body yet. Like when I came back from New York, I was still like, okay, now it's time I can just like get back to doing the pod and seeing you guys. And then I have no time. I was like, oh, it just hasn't registered yet. And I know I'm going to be alone over there a little bit. So it's going to register.
No, what's going to happen is that these guys that you're in the movie with over there are going to invite you out because you guys are quarantined. And you can have we're going to get Cena on this fucking podcast.
I don't know, man. I think those guys are pretty in their own space.
That's what I thought when I went to fucking Hungary. And I became friends with all of everybody.
Yeah, but you're affable in a different way.
Like, all right. Anyway, let's move on. This fucking guy fucking plays golfs with celebrities. He gets invited to private parties. This is the guy.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
This is the guy.
In New York, you're like, I'm not going to say who, but like famous guys.
No.
I went with you.
Okay.
All right. So relax. Don't play this game so right now.
You were there too.
I know, but I was invited by you.
That's right.
All right. So let's move on. Killing it.
I am happy. I'm nervous. I'm not going to lie. I'm very, very nervous.
You're honestly, every movie you've done
has bombed.
No, it doesn't matter. You've stolen the scenes.
I agree.
From these movies. There's something about you where it's just like people just chuckle once you get on screen.
Well, you're the same way. You're the exact
I don't
same
know,
guy.
Man.
Yeah, the same guy.
Tell Hollywood.
Hello, Hollywood.
Yeah.
Hello, Hollywood.
Hi.
That's not Hollywood.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
No, that actually probably is what Hollywood is.
That's not Hollywood.
Some fucking goofball guy who barely speaks English. Hi.
Yeah.
How are you making your decisions, Hollywood? How do you pick movie stars now?
I look and see who I chuckle with.
See what I mean? That's Hollywood. I look to see who I chuckle with. That's why we're fucked.
Yeah.
That's why this whole system is shattered. Because guys like this are running the show.
Yeah.
I can't get behind it, dude. You're fired. Have you ever fucked up a slate so bad? Have you ever like, fucked up a slate live in front of people, you know? Like live when you're supposed to like, hey, Amanda Santino, da-da-da-da, 6'1", whatever the fuck.
No, I always make it weird.
Live, when you're live.
Even live.
Yeah. What do you do?
Because if you make it weird, it makes them... I try to get a laugh in the slate.
Yeah, you're memorable.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So I like, if they go turn around, your side profile,
mm-hmm.
I'll turn completely around, do a giggle, you know what I mean?
And shake your ass.
Right. I'll do like, I'll do stuff that make them laugh.
Yeah.
Right. And I always... This is the thing. This is so stupid. This is one of my things, though. It's just, you have to pretend that you're grateful to be there, but you don't need it.
That is kind of part of the trick.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, you want them to need you.
Right.
You're like
this is kind of, you know what I mean, below me, but I'm cool.
You have to be like, hey guys, sorry I'm late. All right, anyway.
Yeah. You've done that. Yeah. I've done that. Yeah. I've done that.
I'm sorry I'm late.
Yeah.
I'll do that on the self-tape.
Yeah. To the self-tape. Hey, Jesky, sorry I'm late.
Yeah.
The most embarrassing thing that I did, when I tested for a fucking SNL, you're supposed to say your fucking name when you got on stage. And I was so excited and nervous and anxious. I didn't say my name. I went right into a character. You're supposed to say your name, say hello to the table.
Oh my God.
Hey, go, hey, you guys, because they're filming it. So it's you're supposed to go, hey, everybody. Hey, I'm Andrew Santino, blah, 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 blah. Then you're supposed to step back and then start the tape. I literally got on stage and I was like,
No, really?
I swear to God.
Wait, who was in the movie? Lauren was there, obviously?
Yeah.
Was Seth there?
Seth
Meyers?
I think so.
Yeah.
But they don't, you can't really see the whole table.
Right.
Like they put them kind of in the dark on purpose.
Mm.
I think Higgins was there. I think there was a, you know what I mean? I think there was a few, you know, people that are part of that family that were just there to like watch and give their opinion. But I remember in the middle of the first character, I was panicking, sweat beads, because it was doing well, but I was like, I didn't say my fucking name.
I love it.
I was panicking the whole time, and I knew. And then I thought, once it's done, I can't go, hey, I'm Andrew Santino. I had to go right into another character.
I love it.
I was losing my mind upstairs.
I love it.
Yeah, I just started fucking rambling on. One of my favorite ones that never made it, that I didn't do live, that I did on the tape that they liked, but I did a sushi chef with a lisp.
Yeah.
I said, my name is Salami Samuelson. I'm a sushi chef to the stars. Today, we're serving sashimi.
And I just had a really heavy list. It was a sushi chef to the stars. Salami sandwich and sushi chef.
Did it kill?
On the tape, it did great.
Yeah.
But when we went down the tape lines of like what characters they said I should do live,
yeah,
they said not to do it live.
Wow.
Because, and I got it. I knew exactly why.
Why?
Because it's all up here. It's all like my, like you would have to physically see me dressed like a sushi chef and doing something absurd to help the character along story.
Right.
Where the other ones, you could do story without needing the, you know what I mean? It was so much more voice than physical, but the other ones were physical. But that one I thought was one of my favorites. Salami sandwich and sushi chef to the stars.
That was pretty good.
Sashimi, sir. I just love the idea of making the writers write something. I wanted them to write something for me where you couldn't understand a word that I was saying. You couldn't really hear any of that. They all blended together, you know?
We should do a Bad Friend sketch show.
Salami shaki? I would kill to do a Bad Friend sketch show.
And get some of our friends in it. What do you think?
I would love to be a part of that.
All right, well, you're auditioning right now for the Bad Friend sketch show.
Okay.
Go ahead.
When you're three impressions, three characters, please.
When you're ready.
Okay. Hey, what's up? I'm Bobby Lee. Is it good?
It's really, really good.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck.
The Asian accent.
You know what the problem was?
Not Asian enough.
You didn't slate.
Oh no!
You're fired. You're fired.
Well, I was doing, that was my second impression of you, Andrew Santino.
Oh, burn! All right, wait, do a real impression of me. Go ahead, sound like me.
I had a shitty day. I golfed with a couple millionaires. And,
yeah.
And now I have to go to Australia. I think I'm going to cry when I get there.
I love it. That's so good.
Big movie.
Yeah.
All right.
So good.
All right. All right.
So good.
Now do Bobby.
Hey, fuck you, man.
Oh, that's good.
Pretty good. Pretty
that
good.
Sounds exactly like
pretty good.
Yeah, I know it's fucking good.
Whoa.
Whoa. Hey, are you guys watching The Last of Us?
Oh, it's so good.
You told me to watch that. I just haven't gotten around to it. It's really good, huh?
What do you think of it?
I like it.
But not great.
Bobby doesn't like it.
What?
I'm into it.
I know, but
it's slow, but it, like, I think it'll get cooler.
Yeah, I don't know about mushroom zombies.
Show me the pictures. You told me this. We talked on the phone.
Because the video game's so good, and then I read reviews. I saw it for the first time last night.
What do you mean it's a video? Oh, it was a video game.
Yeah.
It's like whatchamacallit? What's the other thing that just did this?
Yeah, and they're like mushroom zombies.
That's a zombie.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened to their heads?
They're infected with mushrooms, fungi.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, Seth, what they're fighting?
But you know how, like, you know, trees and all these things communicate through the fungi?
Correct.
It's like like the internet, the fungi, right?
Yeah.
So I guess the internet now has gone into humans and they tell humans what to do. So if you step on a fungi, it lets other fucking zombies know where they are. So they're all communicating.
But I just don't get, zoom in on that. What is that?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Overgrown fungi.
Yeah.
That's developed like hairs and stuff.
Yeah, I just is that scary?
It's nasty.
It's pretty scary.
It's gross.
Yeah, it's pretty scary. What, you don't like it?
It's okay.
You've seen it?
Yeah, I've seen only the first episode.
What kills them?
It seems like zombies are hard to kill.
Yeah, like explosive.
Well, because look, zombies in the modern world, you can...
Yeah, let's go there. What kills a vampire? Tell me.
Well, a vampire is garlic or a stake through the heart. And light.
Very good.
And light.
Sunlight. Right. You have UV rays work too.
Correct.
All right. What about now you? Werewolf.
Silver bullet.
Fucking, you're so good.
Silver bullet.
Very good. What kills a Frankenstein?
Oh, you remove the bolts from his neck.
Very good.
Yep.
Blood gush.
Blood gush.
Yeah.
That's holding his body together, the bolts.
Mummy.
You got to step on one end and unravel him.
Very good.
Like a tether ball. You just have to hit him until it comes off.
Yeah, and then you see what they look like, and you don't like it, so you put it back on. Because I don't know what they look like underneath
you
that, but
re-wrap
I don't like
him.
It. Yeah, I'll rewrap it. Okay, so what's another one? Now, zombie.
Zombie, you must shoot in the head.
Exactly.
You have to dismember the brain.
Yeah.
But see, this is what I mean. This thing doesn't look like it has a traditional brain.
Yeah, I think one bullet went to the head and he kept going. So I don't know what the fuck happened.
So
a bunch of bullets.
No, I don't like that.
That's
see,
what it is though, and see, they're fast.
These creatures of our modern fantasy, they need to have the one way to kill them, right? Which is why in Signs, I was bummed that it was water.
Spoiler alert.
Damn. You know what? Don't fucking fuck with me with Signs, dude.
It was water?
One of the best movies ever made.
Water.
It's fine.
Water?
Yeah, that's why they went inland.
Yeah, but dude, they landed on a planet that's fucking mostly water.
Yeah, but their planet, who knows? What if it was 95% water?
No. Water kills them.
I know. They were on a planet, 95, and they went, let's go to Earth. That's 40% water or whatever.
So they were surviving on a planet, a species with all
I
water?
I have no idea.
Yeah,
I don't know where they come from.
Point. It doesn't make sense.
I don't know where they come from.
This is my point. It makes no sense they came to a planet that's comprised mostly of water when water is the thing that
also,
kills
them. Also, we also don't know how many planets are there have like the same kind of like you know, atmospheres that they and us, we have.
Almost none of them. But why would they come here to the water one?
Because we don't know what they come from.
But there's so many other ones without water.
I don't know. Are there how many?
All of them. Mars. We're one of the only ones like this. This doesn't make sense. Most of the planets don't have fucking water as abundant as we do. Why would you come here?
There could be.
No.
Okay.
Earth is the only known planet to have consistent, stable bodies of liquid water on its surface.
Yeah. How many? No. Don't laugh at me, guys. Don't laugh at me. How many? Okay. Let me ask you something. Okay. How many planets are in our galaxy?
That's unlimited.
Nobody
knows just,
that.
No, but just.
It's going to say billions.
No, it's eight.
No.
In our galaxy.
No, that's our solar system.
In our galaxy.
God damn it, shitfish.
100 billion, right? In our galaxy, right?
Yeah.
They say that 350 million of them could have atmospheres like us.
But we don't. Yeah, but maybe.
Maybe. That's what I'm saying, though. It could be.
But why do they come here?
We're not that alien race. We don't have light speed travel, but that alien from the fucking movie Signs can do that.
Okay, but imagine he has light speed travel. Scientists have discovered 55 planets that could be Earth-like. Could be Earth-like. Where? How far? Who the fuck knows? My point is, say you're zooming through space. You and I are an alien. We're us three are in the fucking ship. We're going at light speed.
Can I drive?
Even in space, Asians.
That's why I wanted
might hit a planet.
I threw a fucking. Because you threw me the last joke, I threw you a joke.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, the suicide joke?
Thank you. Yeah, yeah, you're welcome and thank you. Can you imagine, by the way, we get into a car accident in space and I'm
yeah.
Bobby,
yeah.
It's infinite. How did you hit something?
I don't know. I just, you know what I mean? It's just hard to fucking, you know what I mean? Park with this.
Power steering is tough.
Anyway,
I get it.
All right,
the
so,
blind spot. But say we're zooming through space. All of us are on the spaceship. We're zooming along.
Why is there three ships? Are we in one?
We're together. Yeah.
Why did you do three ships? Well,
no, that stuff zooming by us.
Oh, I see. We're in the ship and think those are planets we're zooming by. Okay. Okay.
And then as we're zooming and I go, where would you guys like to stop? By the way, just to remind you, water is the only thing that kills us. There are billions and billions of places to stop. Which one would you like to stop at?
Well, the only planet that we know that we could live on with the same atmosphere as ours is Earth. So let's fucking go there.
Aye, but it has too much water.
Yeah, but our planet has 90% water.
What do you say, Glorb?
Hey, have you guys checked out this Bad Friends podcast? It's awesome, and these guys are on Earth.
That's why they came.
They came to us.
You think they came here for us?
Yeah.
I think so.
It was a good movie, though.
It was a good movie. It was.
I really liked it.
I know, but I didn't like the catch. I didn't like water.
Oh, that's true.
I didn't like water.
Okay. What would you like better?
What kills them?
Yeah.
I don't know, but M. Night Shyamalan should have caught up with something else.
What if it was air?
They also couldn't open doors.
Again, stupid. Hey, yeah, what the fuck? They got here in a fucking spaceship. They couldn't open a door.
Yeah, it's suspension of disbelief, man.
I know the hint. I.
Like, you were watching them, you're like, oh, you can't get out of the cupboard. Okay, yeah, they can't.
But why? No,
but no, but they have fingers because he chopped one of them off.
Yes. So I don't get it.
Yeah,
they have claws.
Either.
They had claws.
Yeah, they're.
So could the hook not open a door?
I don't know. I don't
know. My dog can't open a door.
Your dog doesn't die from water. Yeah. How about this? Google.
And I've said this before. I'll tell you the worst part of Signs that I hate. Because I've seen the movie 1,000 times.
Yeah.
They board up the house.
Yes, I remember. Right?
Remember? They know the aliens are attacking. What do they hear first? Their dog dying.
Yeah, the dog.
You left the dog out there! Who left Scruffy out there? Are you on your mind?
The one guy you would get first. I'd get my dog before anybody else.
Anyone else?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Dog can't open doors. You got to get the dog.
My thing would be Uncle Frank's out there.
Leave him.
Yeah, leave him. We got fucking
you like
Scruffy.
Superman when his dad goes to save the dog and then he dies?
you like that choice.
Yes.
What?
With Superman.
In Superman, he sang.
With Superman, with the one, Christopher Reeves.
No, Kevin Costner.
Costner, yeah. He's okay. Saying his dad goes to save the dog, sacrifices himself to try to save the dog.
That's a good choice.
And he's saying that's the choice that you make. And I
yeah,
say,
I think so.
100%.
Yeah, 100%.
100%.
How about you?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, but do you have a dog at home?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You don't love him.
You have a dog at home.
Do you love him?
Yes.
No, he thought about it.
Swear yeah, to God.
You don't love your dog.
You piece of shit. You thought about it.
You're a piece of shit.
What's your dog's name? What's your dog's name?
Riley.
Riley. Does Riley sleep with you?
No.
Where does his dog sleep?
Yeah, where?
Her bed.
Where is her bed? Outside?
Cage.
Fucking piece of shit.
Not bad. Cage.
Cage. Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
He has a Tempur-Pedic bed for
dogs. What?
This is because your wife did that.
Yeah.
You would have left the dog outside.
Yeah, your wife would have died. Saving the dog. Yeah. Not you. You piece of shit.
You know what, dude?
What?
When it all comes down,
what?
The wife and the dog and the baby now are going to need someone to take care of them because this guy, he's running for the fucking hills.
Yeah.
When it gets bad, he's out of there, dude.
I'm going to slide in there. Right? I always wanted a family.
Yeah.
I'll have your family, dude.
Okay.
Uncle Papa Tito.
Yeah, dude.
That I cannot believe you wouldn't say that you'd fuck off the dog.
Yeah. How about you, Carlos?
Would you sacrifice your life for a dog?
Yeah.
Because you don't know if you're sacrificing your life yet. You're trying to save both of yourselves.
But the assumption would be I might die and that's okay.
Yeah, but it's like I have to. It's instinct.
Gotta.
Right? I have to do it.
That's what happened when you made fun of me. Remember when the earthquake thing and my dog and I busted my fucking head? Do you remember that? And I went to the ER?
What?
What? You don't remember this? You made fun of me for like 6 months.
That was foolish.
No.
Yeah, that was foolish.
I got up really fast during the earthquake because I heard something break in the front of the house. So I ran because the dog was sleeping in the front room.
Oh.
And I thought, my irrational brain woke up and I was like, not thinking clearly. And I heard the big break and I thought, what if the dog got hurt or something happened or it's trapped because one of our old lamps fell on the old ceiling fan that we used to have? Shattered, and she was stuck in that fucking room. So it gave me panic.
Oh wow!
So I ran out there, and when I ran out there, the blood rushed to my head because I was so like intense about trying to go get her. I sat down. That's why he used to make fun of me.
I didn't know the dog part.
That was why I freaked out.
I'm sorry.
I sat down and I blacked out. My blood rush blacked me out, and I smacked my fucking face on the sink counter. You know what's fucked? You know what the doctor said? She was like, "You are unbelievably lucky." She's like, "You should have played the lottery. You were a centimeter away from that corner hitting your fucking eye and losing an eye." Because I hit right here, dude. It hit the corner of my eye.
Oh, imagine that.
She's like, you could have lost an eye.
Imagine that.
And I would have done that for the dog. Fancy.
Yeah.
I would have lost my eye for my dog and I would have been okay with it because you know what? I was worried that she was going to be hurt.
Who would play a pirate in the movies?
Are you fucking with me, pal? Play a good pirate, bud. Check this out. Ahoy, me matey.
Yeah. Anyway.
Shiver me timbers. Blow down my doors.
Wait, why do we even talk about signs?
Because we're talking about fucking aliens and zombies and stuff.
Oh, right.
You know this show. You know this show. Yeah, it goes to aliens and zombies all the time.
I love aliens and zombies, man.
I'm going to miss you guys more than I think I should.
Have fun on your trip, man.
But I do hope that we can have some call-ins. When you guys do another taping, I can call in.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Okay. I got some good guests lined up, dude.
They're already lined up?
Oh, yeah.
No, you know that's not true. You're well aware that that's not true.
Thank you for being a bad friend.
How am I fucking duty?
That was the test.
No, you bring it out of me.
That's
so annoying.
That's the test.
No, here's the test. How about shut up, you bitch?
See what I mean?
You ready to go?
No, we're putting that in. You're sticking that in.
That's the beginning.
You're sticking that in. Because people have to see.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah, what that is.
They
should. And that's called being an alpha male.
Yeah.
That's being a bully.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's being, I'm in the locker, right? Putting me in the locker.
No, you're too fat to put in a locker.
That's the second one. Write that down, dude.
A meat
that's
locker.
A second attack. That's a third.
Yes.
That's a third.
A meat locker. That's where you'd fit.
That's how the whites do it, huh?
Yeah.
They gang up.
Yeah, we gang up.
Yeah,
bitch.
Huh? Yeah, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Say it, Juice.